I haven't talked about this in a long time, and so I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it tonight. I want to keep it very simple so everyone will get it. Most of you already have it. But let's go over to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 28. I thought I would go over and teach the children this a couple of weeks ago, but I haven't got over that there to them yet. I'm just going to teach them the blessing part and not the cursing. That's Deuteronomy chapter 28. Now, when I was much, much younger, even before I married and after I married, this chapter was mine, and I lived on it, and I taught my girls, and we used scriptures out of this on the ranch, and we used it for our cows, we used it for our cupboards, we used it for everything. And I taught it so much, I had Bible studies, and one lady said one time, I don't even know if it's a word, but she said, Sister Paulette, you are a Deuteronomologist. And I said, well, I'll take that. I don't know what it is, but I think it means I'm always stuck in Deuteronomy. But I'm going to do something tonight. I'll let you read about the blessings, because I just really kind of want to wait until everybody gets out here. But most of you know about the blessings, and I'm still reading in the Old Testament, okay? So I'm coming by this honestly tonight. And so I want us just to visit this for a minute. The first five books of the Bible, the very first five books, all talk about people being under the curse of the law. Or those first five books are all about the law of Moses or the Mosaic law. When you hear the word Mosaic law, that means the law of Moses, which really wasn't the law of Moses, but God passed it down through Moses. Amen. So he gave it to him on Mount Sinai and said, here's how the people will live. Here's how they will honor me. Here's how they will be committed to me. And here's how they will keep my commands. And if they don't do that, they're all going to die. They'll be stoned to death. They will be judged. And they will be cursed. So let me just go here with you for a few minutes. Because the whole thing was showing these people how to worship, how to honor God, how to love him. And you think, well, that all sounds good. That's what we all do. Well, I wish I would have brought, because this year I'm reading through the New Living Translation. I have never read that translation all the way through. And so I'm reading it through that. And I'm telling you, these first parts, these first five books are just absolutely devastating. And the commands that God gave Moses, you're like, Moses, how could you even remember? I mean, I'm not talking about the Ten Commandments. I'm talking about all the regulations. The regulations that they had to do in the temple, and how they had to eat this meat, not eat that meat. And they couldn't wear wool and polyester together. There were so many things. And if you ate, you couldn't eat certain animals, you know that. And if you did eat something that was offered up and it was clean to eat, you had to, when they entered into the promised land, they had to eat it in a certain city. It was just more. And every time I'm reading along that and I'm finishing another chapter, I'm saying, poor Moses. Poor old Moses. How did he do that? He must have had a photographic memory. I just can't imagine how he kept it. The Holy Spirit had to, through God, just had to just keep giving it to him. So look at Deuteronomy 28. Okay, we'll just start at verse 1. But I'm not going to read all of them. You read them at home, because if you've never, ever gotten these blessings in your heart, you should. These are the pieces that I want to give to the kids at school. Now, it will come to pass if you hearken, I'm reading Old King James, and this is a New King James. Now, it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all of his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you, and they will overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall you be the fruit of your body and the produce of your ground and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your old King James says store. Blessed shall you be when you come in. Blessed shall you be when you go out. Blessed, the Lord will cause your enemies to rise up against you one way to be smitten before your face the other way. They shall come against you one way and they'll flee seven ways. The Lord will command a blessing on you in your storehouse and in all that you set your hand to. He will bless you in the land which the Lord thy God gave you. Okay, so that's total blessings. And it is just so awesome. Okay, so he promises that. But then he gives this big condition. But if you don't. Now let me tell you something. These people were natural people just like you and I. And the law, please hear this, the law was absolutely perfect. The law was perfect. But the people of God were not, just like you and I. They weren't perfect. But they observed these and they heard all Moses said. And they did their best. They did their best to keep them. But even Moses, and God said, speak to that rock, and Moses hit it with his stick, like with his staff, just like he did the last time. And God said, Moses, I didn't tell you to speak to that rock. I didn't tell you to hit that rock with your stick. I asked you to speak to it. And what did you do? He said, well, God, I had to get the attention of the backsliding heifers. And God said, I didn't ask you to do that. I said, speak. He said, Moses, you will not go into the promised land. You're just not going to see it. You're not going to go in. And you know what? And he didn't. He didn't go into that promised land. So let me show you. Let's go down. I told you it's going to get a little nasty in here right now. But let me show you the curses. And because I didn't know there were other verses after verse 14. I mean, I always stop there along with every other Christian. All right, but look at verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if you don't obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all of his commandments, his statutes, which I command you today, and all these, listen, all these what? What's that word? Curses will come upon you and overtake you. And what's that first word in verse 16? Say it loud. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Now, you and I just read that you'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the country if you do what I tell you to do. Verse 17, what's the first word? Shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. That means your store basket at home. Verse 18, cursed shall be the fruit of your body. That means your children and the produce of your land. That's your corn, your cotton, everything you're growing, the increase your cattle and the offspring your flocks. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed will you be when you go out. Woo, look at this verse 20. And the Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, rebuke in all that you set your hand to until you are destroyed and until you are perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. Verse 21, the Lord will make the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you are going. The Lord will strike you with consumption, that's TB, the modern day TB, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning, and fever, with the sword, and with scorching, and with mildew, and they shall pursue you until you perish. Somebody say, I may as well just hang it up. I mean, look at that. Okay, but when you see what he says, if you do this, I'll do that. You don't do what I say, you know what? I'll strike you with consumption. I'll strike you with cancer. I'll strike you with tuberculosis. I'll strike you with fever. I'll cause swelling to be in your limbs. I'll call severe burning to come into your legs and feet. I'm like, oh, my Lord. Okay, but I've come to bring you good news tonight. We just sang about it, all right? So we're good. I need you to go over to Galatians with me, please. So go over to Galatians, and any time that you see any of these things rise up, fever, flu, your children messing up. So, God, I must be cursed. Look at, I'm just doing all wrong. Everything I do is wrong. Everything. God doesn't want you talking like that, especially if you have given your heart to him. When we came to know Jesus, we gave our hearts to him. We committed ourselves to him. Paul taught us some things. And Paul said that you are no longer under the curse. Say it. I'm no longer under the curse of what? The law. We don't live under the Mosaic law. Though Jesus said, I didn't come to abolish the law and throw it out. I came to fulfill the law. I came to satisfy God's judgment. They couldn't keep it. It was perfect. But Jesus was perfect. And he has redeemed us from that curse of the law. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. All right, look down here at Galatians 3. Let's start at verse 10. I'm sorry, verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. I saw those people in Israel. They're still sitting there rocking and reading the first five books of the Bible. That doesn't mean we throw them out. I'm reading them right now just to keep myself refreshed to know what went on in our past, to know how blessed we are to be redeemed. But as many as are under the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Now, we're both basically, we're under the law of God, and we have, he says, I wrote the law on tables of your heart. You've got all that law written right here in your mind. I put it in your heart. They looked at it on tables of stone. And yet they couldn't keep that. And there's people today. I love the Seventh-day Adventists. So many sweet and good people are Seventh-day Adventists. But did you know all of those commands, the Ten Commandments, they're all recorded again in the New Testament. We don't murder. We know that sin. We don't believe in murdering or stealing or taking the name of the Lord God in vain. And we know those, and we live by those. We love those. We embrace them as Christians. So they're all repeated again in the New Testament except one. Does anyone know what that one is that wasn't recorded? Keep Sabbath day holy. He said, you guys have worn me out with your Sabbaths and your festivals, and yet there are people today still honoring all the festivals that God set up way back in those first five books. And that's just going back under the law. And people, it might be a sweet thing to do, and you can do it. It's not going to hurt you, but it sure isn't going to earn you any points because it's keeping the law. And he said, we're not there anymore. But look at this. Verse 12, one more time, yet the law is not of faith. It wasn't. They said, if we keep this law, then we'll be holy with God. But today he said, you have faith in my son, the death, burial, and resurrection of my son Jesus. Verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. So Jesus took the curse from us. Okay, that curse would have been right on us just like it was them. But when you are redeemed, let me tell you, the word redeemed, it's actually a, let me see, I wrote this down. Where did I put that? It's as though it's to, like they would redeem a slave in that day. They would redeem them, and they were no longer under their master. They were no longer under that slave driver. They were totally free, totally free. My mother used to go when I was a little girl to the green stamp store. There were blue chip stamps and green stamps, I think. And she would go in there, and she'd save those stamps in a book, little book. And she, every time we went grocery shopping, she would get these stamps and put them in that book. And then they would go to the, I think it's a blue chip store or the green stamp store. They probably had both. And, huh? S&H green stamps, you're right. And we would go down there, and she would go in, and she would trade in those stamps, and they would redeem them and give her a gift, whatever that gift was, whatever she had enough stamps or enough stamp books to buy, then she could redeem them and get her gift. And so it's a financial term, and it meant to purchase slaves into freedom, and they're not bound to that slave life anymore. And so when you and I were saved by the blood of Jesus and accepted Jesus as Lord, we were no longer under that slave status of the world. We were cursed with a curse while we were out there in the world. But you and I don't care who says what to you, you are no longer under the curse of the law because Jesus redeemed us. Amen. Thank you for singing that song tonight, Brother Chris. I've been redeemed. He saved us from the curse of the law, and on that cross, he took our place. Or we would have been, just like many of them, stoned to death. I read this morning how one man, they thought he accidentally killed a man. Well, if you accidentally killed somebody, you could be redeemed by sacrifices. But if they did it on purpose, then they would send you out front, and the family of that one that you killed, they would get to throw the first stones. And after them, the whole community would come out and just stone them literally to death until they died. But we've been redeemed, thank you, Jesus, from all of that. So Jesus came to set us free. So next time you guys say, well, you read it back there. He said, if you're cursed, we read. If you're cursed, that's a pretty sad deal. We read all those curses. You get fever and disease and all that. You say, well, we get them anyway, but we still have a healer and somebody to help us go through. He said, no, I'll put that on you and you'll die with it. But the next time you feel those things, just go on over here to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, and say, yeah, I feel that cough. Yes, I feel that irregular heartbeat. Yes, I feel that swelling in my feet or in my whatever. Things don't seem right. Well, you go over here. Oh, I see. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So he redeemed me from all that. So church tonight, that's all I want to give you. And I'm going to stop because that's a pretty heavy message. And so it's more of a Sunday morning message. But I thought, no, I just felt like somebody may be dealing with your past. And the devil's coming to you saying, you no gooder. Look what you've done. You're just cursed with a curse and you're never going to be any good. Well, I got news for you. He's a liar and the truth is not in him. And you have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And you are healed and blessed. And blessed in the city and blessed in the field. And blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out in the head. And not the tail and above and not beneath. And then I'm not going to go back up there, but Galatians, look at Galatians 2, verse 19. Paul speaking, though he was in jail, he said, I, through the law, I died to the law that I may live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. So he said, no, righteousness does not come through the law. It came, hallelujah, through Christ. So isn't it amazing that Jesus, listen to this, Casey, Jesus was born under that law. And he was the only perfect one that was able to keep that law. He was born under the law. He kept the law. I don't know about Mother Mary, but I assume maybe she did. But look at that. He had to be that perfect, spotless lamb. That's the only thing that could redeem them from their sins is to sacrifice that to God, and he would receive that once a year. Once, only one time a year they'd get forgiven. But with this, it took somebody that had lived under that law, a perfect lamb, and Jesus was absolutely perfect, and he's the only one in the world that ever kept that. So God, we just give you praise tonight for sending him to deliver us from the curse of the law. And we have been redeemed. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Hallelujah.